we may say the most important thing on Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the shofar. And Chachamim tell us, the Gemara says, that shofar is really to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Akedat Yitzchak. So we'd like tonight, with your permission, to learn Akedat Yitzchak. This is Sefer Bereshit, chapter 22, sentence 1. That's what we're going to read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So it says the Torah the following, Vayi achar advarim ha'ele v'elokim nisa et Avraham v'em el Avraham v'em aneni. Comes the Gemara and tells us, achar advarim ha'ele, what it means like this, that the Satan, the prosecutor, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avraham Avinu, when he did Brit Milah for Yitzchak Avinu, he never did anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did not even sacrifice to him pigeon. And they made such a big party. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, if I would ask Avraham Avinu now to take his only son and slaughter him, he would have done it. And the Satan said, let's see if it's true. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test Avraham Avinu and going to ask him to take Yitzchak Avinu to be slaughtered, because the prosecutor so-called went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked him, how come Avraham did not do anything for you? Hashem said, you know what, this is the test. The test is that Avraham Avinu is going to take Yitzchak Avinu, is going to slaughter him. It's very strange what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and telling the prosecutor, you know, if I would have asked Avraham to slaughter Yitzchak, he would have done it without a question. I just forget about it. The prosecutor tells you something, big deal, leave him alone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, answered the prosecutor and he said, I'm going to test Avraham, I'm going to prove it to you that Avraham would take his beloved one and slaughter him. By the way, this is test number 10, says the Gemara.
Oh, excuse me.
Why does he have to prove it to the son?
I don't know. I have the same question. But I'll say something now, because this will not destroy the lecture yet. If you remember, the Zohar says that in the party that Avraham Avinu made, the prosecutor came and dressed up like a beggar, like a poor person, and was standing right next to the table where Avraham served everybody. And Avraham brushed next to him a few times, didn't pay attention to him. Not only that, says the Zohar, that Sarah made fun of this poor, of the beggar. Spoke about this before? Never?
No.
This is lecture by itself. I didn't prepare to say this lecture tonight. You see, my problem is that my memory is not what it used to be. So I don't remember what I say where. So sometimes I say someplace one thing and I have in mind, maybe I say it all over and I don't repeat. But that's what the Zohar says. That Avraham did not pay attention to the beggar, and that beggar was not the beggar, as a prosecutor. This was the Satan himself standing by. Avraham walks by a few times, does pay attention to him. And Sarah walks by next to him and makes a joke out of him. He says, what are you doing here? What do you need? And therefore comes this story that the Gemara and Rashi brings the end of the story. Then the prosecutor came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, aha, look, I dressed up like a beggar. I stood up over there. And Avraham, with all the big party, did not do nothing, didn't even give me anything. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it into consideration and told him, you know what, you have a point, I'm going to try Avraham to do it. This was, if we may say, to prove that, or to correct the mistake that Avraham did not pay attention to the beggar. Remember the Hasidim, when they have a wedding or a bar mitzvah, so it's the night before the wedding, They invite all the poor people from town. And I say, this is something that the Zohar said must be done in order to correct the mistake of Avraham Avinu. So Gibbo really doesn't have to answer the prosecutor. But since Avraham Avinu brushed next to him and Sarah made a joke out of him, then I said once in the lecture that this is what Sarah continues to make a joke. If you remember, the angels came to Avraham's house and they said, Sarah is going to have a baby, she's laughing. And she's laughing, and the Torah says she doesn't say the truth, she said she didn't laugh. I said, this is the continuation. Because she always laughs. This happened before, of course, but this is the whole thing. I mean, she was making jokes of guests, she didn't pay attention to them. The Gemara said, Avraham Avinu told her to take kemach, solet, she took kemach. I mean, I told her to make very special bread, and to take very fine flour to make the bread, and she did not. The Gemara says, Sarah did not like the guests so much, so she didn't like this is what happened in the Brit Milah. Of Yitzchak Avinu, she brushed next to the guest, and she made a joke out of him. So, but when the Gemara and Rashi brings only the end of the story, but the Zohar says this was the beginning of the story, that this, even Avraham Avinu, he was so busy, or whatever it was, in the Brit Milah, he ignored so-called the poor person that was standing by, and here comes Akedat Yitzchak as a repair job, or as a correction to that mistake that Avraham did. Again, Rashi brings only, Gemara says only the half of the story, that the prosecutor came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to answer your question, Moshe, that's what the Zohar says. So Avraham Avinu is being tested now, test number 10. I emphasize it for a reason. He's going to have only 10 tests. After this test, Hashem is not going to test him anymore. That's the last test he's going to have. And he's going to have 10 tests. Besides what Kabbalah means number 10, we'll see what is really the secret. This is test number 10. It's going to be asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go take the one, the son, the only one from his mother, the one you love so much. Please go to Eretz Hamoriah. It means this is the mountain, the Bet HaMikdash is going to be built eventually. Please take your son and put him to be like a sacrifice Ola on one of the mountains over there. Abraham got up very early, prepared his donkey. He takes the donkey. So Gemara says this is the donkey of the one that Mashiach is going to ride on it when Mashiach will come. He chopped some wood. He's going to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. On the third day, it's very strange that in the beginning, that's what the Torah says, that's what the Gemara says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go over there and take your son. And he goes, and he doesn't know where is he going. On the third day, the Torah says, he sees, says the Gemara, he sees a cloud tied up to the mountain. So the Gemara says, you know, what took 3 days? The Gemara says, well, the Satan, the prosecutor made the river, when it's supposed to be a river, made a lake, made all kinds of mountains and little hills to stop Abraham from going down there. He's playing, so-called, with him. And eventually, on the third day, he arrived to the destination. Very strange. This is exactly 3 days. Took him to get to that place. Again, takes probably half a day from the place of Avraham used to dwell. It's in Beersheba. Hebron, Beersheba. To go to Yerushalayim. It says, took him 3 days. The Gemara also said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose. He did not want Avraham Avinu to do something. And people say, oh, Avraham Avinu did it. He was confused. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretched it. So on purpose, I said for a reason, took 3 days to go to Yerushalayim. On the third day he arrived. Says the Gemara, I asked Eliezer and Ishmael, if Ishmael arrived in Avraham's house the night before, after he was chased from Avraham's house. Long time ago, he arrived for no reason, without permission. Anyway, Avraham took him now on this journey, on the trip, and they too, Eliezer and Ishmael, accompanied Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu asked him, do you see anything? He meant, do you see the cloud that's hanging on the mountain? They said, we don't see. So Avraham Avinu tells them, you see down over the donkey, and even we're going to bow down over there, and he's not telling them the truth, that he's going to slaughter him. He said, I'm going to bow down me and my son Yitzchak, you stay over here, we're coming back to you. Avraham took the wood that he chopped, he put it on Yitzchak, he takes the fire and the knife, they go together. Yitzchak asked his father, Avraham said, yes, what can I do for you, my son? I see the fire and the wood, I don't see the sheep. God should find the sheep. And if a God will not find the sheep, says the Gemara, Yitzchak understood that he is the sheep. They go together, they came to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu designated and told him, this is the place. Avraham Avinu built over there an altar. He prepared the wood. He prepared Yitzchak. He tied him. He put Yitzchak on the altar. He stretched his hand. He takes the knife in order to slaughter his son. Says, an angel called him from Shamayim and says, Avram, Avram. He says, what are you doing? He says, here I am, I'm ready to slaughter my son. The angel tells him, don't do anything. Don't stretch your hand. Don't do anything to the boy. But now I know really that you have fear of God. You did not save your son, the only son for me, you were ready to slaughter him. I'm very proud of you. When he saw Avraham at Yanav, Avraham picked up his eyes, he sees like a sheep, 13 months old. Says the Gemara, this sheep was a few thousand years old already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that sheep on the Friday afternoon before Shabbat. It says, an angel, says the Gemara, brought him now in order for Avraham Avinu to catch him, to slaughter him. Avraham takes the sheep and slaughter him instead of his son. Comes the Gemara statement and says, you should know that sheep is a very important sheep. And it says that sheep, after Avraham slaughtered him, there are few things left after Avraham Avinu slaughtered him and burned him. So Avraham Avinu left few things. And it says some veins of this sheep were left, and David HaMelech found them. And from those veins, David HaMelech made his violin or his harp. The horns of that sheep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used one of them, the left one, when he gave us the Ten Commandments. The right one, Hashem is going to blow it as a shofar when Mashiach will come. And plus, as the Gemara, from the skin of that sheep, Eliyahu Navi found it, and he made himself like a belt from it. I mean, that sheep plays a role of something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for redemption. So the Gemara says, what do you mean redemption? The Gemara says that David HaMelech's harp, his violin, had really not 7 tones by 10 tones. Says we have, our ear only can hear and understand what we call do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. This is only 7 tones, 7 notes. But when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to reveal 3 more tones. It says that based on the pasuk we say Mizmor Shilema Shabbat Ale Asor Vale Navel. Ale Asor Vale Navel. Asor is from the word Eser Ten. It says David HaMelech, his violin was a very special violin or harp, whatever he had, that he had like 10 veins from that sheep, and that is we're going to have it when Mashiach will come. The two horns, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu used when he gave us 10 commandments, one is going to use when Mashiach will come, again, something when Mashiach will come, and then Eliyahu HaNavi also has his belt from the skin of that sheep. That's a very special sheep. It says, that special sheep, I want me to slaughter it. And the Torah says, he brought it as a sacrifice over there. And I say it for a purpose. He would name this place Yireh. He says, that's the place that the Gemara, that's going to be Bet Hamikdash eventually. Says, another angel says, the Gemara came. What the Torah means, another one. And he told Avraham Avinu, Vayim Avin Ishbatinu, Hashem, I swear in Hashem's name, Kiyana, Asher Asita Tadavar Azeh, what you did now, V'lachzeh Bincha Yechidecha, you didn't save your child, Kivarecha Barachecha, I'm going to bless you, V'arbe Arbe Tzarecha, Kechavesh Mecha Asher Asvat Hayam, it says, your children will multiply, like the stars, like the sand on the beach, V'yirash Arachan Tzvar Evav, it says, your children will overcome all the enemies, V'ybachu B'lachah Kol Goy Haaretz, everybody's going to be blessed because of you, because you listen to me. That's like a Dalit Yitzchak. Comes to the Gemara and says, you should know that the main reason, says the Gemara, we blow the shofar is to remind, if we may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu about HaKadat Yitzchak. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets, or he needs a reminder, I don't know what it means exactly. But that's what we say in the Tefillah, that's what we say in Musaf. And that's what the Gemara said, that's also why we read this paragraph on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, Imru Lefanai Malchuyot, it says, say some 10 sentences about the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Musaf, Imru Lefanai Zichronot, say 10 sentences that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, Imru Lefanai Shofarot, it says, Beshofar, it says, the Gemara said, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember us with the sound of the horn that is going to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about HaKadat Yitzchak. So the purpose of the shofar, the simple explanation, the way the Gemara says, besides all the other reasons why we blow shofar, is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about HaKadat Yitzchak. The question is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a reminder? And what does it mean that every year you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember? Yitzchak Avinu. How many times you can use this credit and say constantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember? HaKadat Yitzchak. Remember? HaKadat Yitzchak. Remember? HaKadat Yitzchak. So you said it last year, 2 years ago. How many times, and every time Rosh Hashanah you're going to say it, what is really behind this that we're mentioning HaKadat Yitzchak? And the Gemara says the whole purpose of blowing the shofar is or has a connection to HaKadat Yitzchak. Of course, what it means, the Gemara says, that you should try to have a shofar from a sheep. I said it's the best. Of course, the Gemara says a shofar is kosher from any kosher animal, but better from a sheep, in order, again, HaKadat Yitzchak. Comes the Gemara and talks about the shofar, the two halachot about shofar. So one halacha, the Gemara says, you should know how many sounds of a shofar you're obligated to hear on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, in our time, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, the way the custom is, it just happened lately, the last few hundred years. It says, we hear about 100 sounds. Before Musaf, on Musaf, after Musaf, all together, if you count the sounds, it's called Kiyar Shvarim Tua. It says you have 100 sounds. It says actually from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, really we need only 3 sounds plus what we call Tekiyah. This is a straight sound before that sound that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to blow. So altogether really is 3. Only 3. Actually those 3 becomes 9, but doesn't matter. 3. Says the Gemara, how do you know 3? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you how. When you read the Torah, So when the Torah talks about Rosh Hashanah, the Torah talks about Rosh Hashanah two places in the Torah. One place in Parashat Emor, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about the holidays. And one place in Parashat Pinchas, when Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about the sacrifices. When Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about the sacrifices, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, on the first day of the seventh month, it means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah Yelachem. The word Teruah in Hebrew means the sound that the shofar makes. It says that day is called Yom Teruah, a day of that sound. Again, never you can find in the Torah to blow a shofar. You could find it, but not about Rosh Hashanah. About Rosh Hashanah, the Torah never says that you have a mitzvah to blow shofar, even though the other chagim, the other ma'adim, it says you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to take lulav, and it says you have to eat matzah, you have to eat maror, you have to eat the sacrifice of Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pinpoint exactly what you got to do. On Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say in the Torah that you have to blow shofar. It only says, this is the day of the sound, doesn't even say the word shofar. It says the day of a sound, what we call teruah. Of course, teruah doesn't have to come out of a shofar. Teruah can come out from a trumpet also. Doesn't have to come from a shofar. But nevertheless, Chachamim said, you know, there's a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar. It doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah only refers to the sound, again, that the same sound can come from a trumpet. Nevertheless, the Torah says this day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of that sound that's called teruah. And in Parashat Emor, the Torah refers to it as Yom Zichron Teruah. Also, the Torah doesn't say you have to blow. The Torah doesn't say the word shofar. Comes the Gemara, how do you know it's shofar? And how do you know you have to blow? Comes the Gemara and tells you, I want to tell you something. There is a concept, it's called Yovel. What is Yovel? In Parashat Be'ar, the Torah says, when Amisrael came to Eretz Israel, so they started accounting, and after 6 years, the seventh year was called Shemitah. And if you count seven Shemitot, it means 49 years. The end of the cycle of seven times 7 years is called Yovel. It's the year number 50. The year number 50 is a very important year, says the Gemara. All the real estate that people sold to each other go back to the sole owner, to the original owner. Also, all the slaves, Jewish slaves, go back home. And the Torah says, on that year, on Yom Kippur, besides what is the custom that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, and Yovel, the Torah says, Va'avatar shofar teruah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i be'asor l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim, ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha'artzechem. The Torah says, on Yovel, on the 50th year, and there was a cycle, every 50 years was another Yovel, every 50 years another Yovel. And it says, on Yovel, that this is the 50th year, besides what you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Over there, the Torah says, emphasize, blow shofar on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem never wrote in the Torah, you have to blow shofar. Hashem only refers to the day of the sound of what we call teruah. Again, might be also from the trumpets. Doesn't have to come from the shofar. But here comes the Gemara and combine the two things. So the Gemara says, you should know. You found two times the word teruah, the sound of the shofar, when Hashem speaks about Rosh Hashanah. One time you find the word teruah on Yom Kippur that happened to be on the 50th year. Combine those two plus one, you have the three songs. That's our custom, comes the Gemara and says that really on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow so called three teruot, three sounds. It says, how do you get it? How do you know? So Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. How did Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, well, you look in the Torah, you see that two times HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned the word teruah, the sound of the shofar, when he speaks about Rosh Hashanah. And one time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about shofar, about teruah on Yom Kippur. So combine All the Chachamim ask is, what connection it is? You combine Yom Kippur with Rosh Hashanah. It's two different subjects. Besides, this is Yom Kippur. Once in 50 years you have it. It's not every year on Yom Kippur. So how can you combine once in 50 years, then you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, you say, okay, from now on I'm going to apply that sound from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah.
Where did they blow it? What part of the service?
It's the same thing. They blow it, and they had, not only that, the Gemara said that on Yom Kippur, on the 50th year, they used to play the same Shmoneh Esrei that we pray on Rosh Hashanah. That every year on Yom Kippur is a different Shmoneh Esrei, it's a small Shmoneh Esrei. Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, Musaf Rosh Hashanah is very long. It says the same Musaf on Rosh Hashanah that we pray yearly, they used to add it on the 50th year on Yom Kippur. Soon we'll know why in a minute. But that's the halacha. So again, the question is, how do you apply it? What do you mean you take from here and you apply it here, and now you say, okay, there's how many sounds you have to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Because you find the same sound, excuse me, on Yom Kippur on the 50th day. There is another halacha that if somebody says, the Mishnah says, the halacha at the Shulchan Aruch, somebody wants to put some gold on his shofar. You know, he likes to make it fancy. And everybody loves gold. And especially in Beit HaMikdash, everything was gold. So he wants to put a piece of gold on the shofar. Says the Gemara, don't do it. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Am Yisrael made the golden calf with gold. And if you blow the shofar, and on the shofar you have gold, it's going to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Says the Gemara, excuse me, I want to ask you a question. We all do know the Kohen HaGadol has gold on his clothing. And every place he goes in Beit HaMikdash, he wears gold. It doesn't remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Only when he goes into the holiest of the holiest, then he has to change his clothing on Yom Kippur, goes once a year inside, and then he wears only white clothing, because inside, it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf, but not outside. Says the Gemara, excuse me, you're telling me that I can't blow shofar. This is why I can't blow shofar. I cannot have gold on my shofar. This is why? Because it's going to remind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Says, excuse me, golden calf is going to remind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu only if you're inside, in the holiest of the holiest. That's what the Gemara says. The Kohen HaGadol wears gold on his clothing and he walks around Beit HaMikdash. Only when he goes all the way in, then he cannot go with the gold things. He wears white. But outside, so-called the holiest of the holiest, he wears gold. He says, now you blow shofar in America. You blow shofar outside Beit HaMikdash. He says, don't put any gold. So why I shouldn't put any gold? Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remind himself about the golden calf. He says, excuse me, I'm not all the way in. As the Gemara says, only if you're inside, in the inner room of Beit HaMikdash, over there only it's forbidden to have gold. Says the Gemara, you know, you're right. But let me tell you something. You know how powerful the shofar is? When you blow shofar in America, it's like you blow the shofar inside the Beit HaMikdash that we don't even have it today. It means in our time, somebody wants to put a piece of gold on the shofar. You cannot do it. This is why. It's going to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. He says, what do you mean golden calf? Golden calf, Hashem also only reminds himself about it if you're inside the inner room of Beit HaMikdash. Today there is no Beit HaMikdash. And even if you would be a Beit HaMikdash, I'm not a Beit HaMikdash. I'm outside Beit HaMikdash. I'm in America. Says the Gemara, well, you should know the power of the shofar is that you are like in the inner room. It means the one that blows the shofar, he has to understand, he's not in Englewood and he's not in Muncie. He's inside Beit HaMikdash, in the inner room, in the Beit HaMikdash we don't have today. That's how powerful is the shofar. So what is really behind that thing about this shofar, that it's considered that you're inside the inner room? So Chachamim tell us, the Gemara says the following, The Gemara says, after Akedat Yitzchak, when the whole thing was over, Avraham heard in his ear something. He heard the sentence from Kohelet. It's the same sentence the Gemara says a person can hear Motzai Yom Kippur. It says that Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, Lech echol besimcha lachmecha. It says, go home. You can eat. You fasted Yom Kippur, go home. Enjoy the food. Drink. Ki ratzai Elokim et ma'asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the ta'anit, the tefillah, whatever you did. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know Avraham Avinu heard the same thing in his ear after Akedat Yitzchak. A sentence from Hashem, go home, enjoy yourself. Hashem accepted with love what you did. Comes the Chachamim and says, first of all, you should know there's a machloket, actually, when was actually Akedat Yitzchak? What was the day of the calendar? Some Chachamim say it was Rosh Hashanah. Some Chachamim say it was Yom Kippur. Some Chachamim and say, you know, the Gemara says like this. People take it for granted Rosh Hashanah. They say Rosh Hashanah is called, Bakesel Yom Chagen Rosh Hashanah is called the holiday. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you what this holiday is all about. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Sfarim Miftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has three books in Rosh Hashanah. When he judges and he looks around the world on Rosh Hashanah, he has three books. In one book he writes the tzaddikim. It means the people that he extends them another year on this world. Says the Gemara, in that book HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes the tzaddik and signs him. The another book, Chas V'Shalom, for the Rashaim, the ones, the wicked one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes them and signs them. For death. There's another book which we call in America a gray area. La Tzadik Nat Rasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes him on Rosh Hashanah, waits for him until Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs him, either in that book or that book. But actually, what it means, says the Gemara, that you should know, Yom Kippur was given only to the gray area people. A Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided on Rosh Hashanah that he's a tzaddik. If he would have known that he's a tzaddik, he doesn't need to observe Yom Kippur. Chachamim tell us, Shlomo HaMelech opened Bet HaMikdash 2 days before Yom Kippur, Chet B'Tishrei, and he told everybody, you can eat, enjoy. And they all ate in Yom Kippur, even though it's in the Torah says you have to fast on Yom Kippur. Well, the Torah says, you have to fast on Yom Kippur, because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a forgiveness. But if you don't need the forgiveness, must be you don't have to fast. Shlomo, with his wisdom, told everybody you can eat. No one fasted. After Yom Kippur, after the eight, they all heard in the ears the same sentence Abraham heard after Akedat Yitzchak, the same sentence the person can hear after Yom Kippur. Go home and eat. Hashem accepted what you did. It says, those people, at the time they built the first Beit HaMikdash with Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem forgave all the sins of those people on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes the tzaddikim and signs them for life. Yom Kippur is only given to the gray area people, 50% positive, 50% negative. They are hanging in the gray area until Yom Kippur. Reshaim, says the Gemara, the wicked one also, they have nothing to do anymore. And says Hashem signed them for death on Rosh Hashanah. All the tragedies. See, these people, they were killed yesterday on the way to heaven. They weren't killed yesterday. They were killed either last Yom Kippur or last Rosh Hashanah. Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah everything. For certain people, for the gray area people, Hashem waits till Yom Kippur and then he decides. But it's not that something happened yesterday. Everything being decided on Rosh Hashanah. For the good, or Chas V'Shalom, not for the best. So actually, your Rosh Hashanah itself contains inside itself Yom Kippur. So actually, that's what it means. If somebody would ask you, how many sounds you have to blow on Rosh Hashanah? So let me tell you something. First of all, it doesn't say in the Torah that you have to blow shofar, because it's not the blowing shofar. It's the day that's called the sound of the shofar. I says, what do you mean? It says, this is just to remind us about Avraham Avinu, that he did Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, that the same day is really Yom Kippur for him. That means actually every Rosh Hashanah that we go through, so for the Tzadikim, is called Yom Kippur as well, because Hashem signs them on that day for the best. It's not necessary for them to fast on Yom Kippur anymore. Just we don't know. We don't know what's going on in Shammai. But Shlomo HaMelech knew. And therefore he told them, Israel, you don't have to eat, you don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. Go eat. Why? Because on Rosh Hashanah, before, 10 days before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already hinted to Shlomo that all the sins are forgiven to Am Israel. He says it's not necessary to fast. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to us in time of Avraham Avinu. He says that's called Akedat Yitzchak. This is test number 10. Because Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Chodesh Tishrei. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to drive it this way. He's going to drive it that Avraham Avinu is going to have his Yom Kippur, so called, on the third day. That the third day is either the 10th day or it's Rosh Hashanah. Hashem drove it this way to show us what it means to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs it for life. He says it was a dangerous situation. That actually it was a test of Avraham Avinu to show and to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he really believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So that's what the Gemara said. You should know shofar. When you blow shofar, it's like you're in the inner room. He says, what is the inner room? He says, it's called Bet HaMikdash. He says, Akedat Yitzchak was inside so-called Bet HaMikdash. He says, to show us what Avraham Avinu was granted with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Akedat Yitzchak with that statement, go home, I accepted what you did to me. So the idea is, on Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. So, why you blow shofar? To remind about Akedat Yitzchak. I said, what do you want to remind? Hashem remembers. No, I want to remind myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that once upon a time, he did forgive Avraham Avinu for what the prosecutor complained about him, and he accepted what he did. And he told him after Akedat Yitzchak, go home, eat, enjoy yourself. That's the purpose. That's what Chachamim say on Rosh Hashanah. Nehemiah said to Am Yisrael, don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Be happy, eat on Rosh Hashanah. He said, why? Because the idea is Akedat Yitzchak. The whole idea of the shofar is to remember Yitzchak. What to remember? To remember that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham the same statement that he tells a person, the Motzei Yom Kippur, go home, go eat, I accepted you with love. This is the same statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Am Yisrael, on Motzei Yom Kippur, the end of Yom Kippur, when they build Bet HaMikdash. So therefore, Chachamim say, you know, this is really what's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. That the person has to know that Rosh Hashanah for him is not, you know, okay, it's a holiday. It's a holiday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu combined that holiday, two holidays together for you, a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur together. That Hashem writes you and signs you for good life. That's how important it is. So it's Chachamim to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. It's not just a holiday, and then comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur only it's only for the gray area people. However, it was not decided on Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the main decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Rosh Hashanah. Whoever is not in this category that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide on him is being left for Yom Kippur. But if you were signed on Rosh Hashanah, you did the job already. And here says the Gemara, you know, this one, Hol HaKedat Yitzchak, is to prepare ourselves for that day, for Rosh Hashanah. So that Avraham Avinu said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, this place should be Bet HaMikdash, and this place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want you to forgive the sins of Am Israel. And here's the sheep, says the Gemara, that the sheep is really the sheep of redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the shofar. Says the Gemara, here it is. It says, every time you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the prosecutor thinks Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is coming. It says, why? Because the purpose of blowing the shofar is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he accepted Akedat Yitzchak. And the shofar, that the horn that was left from that sheep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use, Mashiach will come. So actually what the shofar is to remind us about redemption. I says, this is the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, is to prepare ourselves for that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sign everybody on Rosh Hashanah for a good life. It is not necessary to fast on Yom Kippur anymore. So therefore, Chachamim say, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, doesn't write in the Torah you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's only said that this is the day of the sound of the shofar. It says it's not the mitzvah to blow. It's the shofar is to remind us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. That's the whole purpose. And that's what Ari says. Ari says that the one that blow the shofar, he has to have it in his mind. The Zohar said, it's not enough, you know, you have somebody that knows how to blow. He says he has to know the kavana, what he should have in mind. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if the man doesn't know what to think, better he shouldn't blow. It's not the sound that comes from inside. It's what is you have in your head when you blow. What you have in your head, when you have in your head, is you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept us as he accepted Yitzchak Avinu. So the same thing what Abraham heard in his ear, I would like to hear on Rosh Hashanah. Not Motzei Yom Kippur. Not in the Yom Kippur. I says this, how important Rosh Hashanah is. And this is what the Gemara says, you are in the inner room. It says, don't put any gold on the shofar. It says, because the shofar resembled Bet HaMikdash. It says, how? It says, because this shofar is to resemble the sheep that was slaughtered inside Bet HaMikdash. But Abraham Avinu built the altar. So the whole purpose of the story is to prepare ourselves for that holiday called Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, please blow shofar to me on Rosh Hashanah in order that I should remember what I did to your grandfather Yitzchak. And actually, the Gemara says, when Yitzchak jumped off the altar, he said the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Amitim, what we say 3 times a day in Shmoneh Esrei, that actually it was a test. He was almost dead. It says, actually, the prosecutor expected that Avram should slaughter him. As the forgiveness, what we mentioned in the beginning, what happened with the Zohar, said Abraham did not behave and did not take care of the poor person and Sarah made a joke out of him. It says, actually, when Abraham did the whole job, was enough for the forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. As long as we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are ready to be slaughtered for him and ready to do anything for him, it's like Yitzchak Avinu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, the shofar is going to do the job. And therefore, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, when Mashiach will come, he says, Hashem is going to blow the shofar. He's going to blow the shofar. What does it mean, blow the shofar? He's going to blow the shofar. It means this shofar, that horn of Akedat Yitzchak did the job. This is the job. The job is to have a sign to on Rosh Hashanah in the book of Tzadikim, not to wait for Yom Kippur. As Chachamim said, it's the Lichot, that we say Lichot, and we give Tzedakah, and all these things is to help us to be signed on Rosh Hashanah. That a person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be signed on Rosh Hashanah. Now he says, okay, then I have Yom Kippur, then I go to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only for the gray area people. So the Gemara says, everybody thinks he's in the gray area. Nobody should take it for granted that he's a tzaddik. A person should not think about himself as a tzaddik. But actually, a person has to aim himself that he should be signed on Rosh Hashanah for Shana Tov. The next shiur is next Monday. And the next Monday.